You're listening to the ICU Podcast, Episode 3. Welcome to ICU, the podcast where we explore the journey of finding the courage to be seen, heard, and valued, so you can increase your visibility, attract more of your ideal clients, and grow a business and life you love, with your host, mindset and visibility expert, Pam Hamilton. Hello, you beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of I See You. I'm your host, mindset and visibility expert, Pam Hamilton, and today I want to dive into another topic that's absolutely vital on this journey: identifying and changing negative self-talk. Because what you say matters, especially those things you say to and about yourself. But before we jump into the good stuff, I want to take a moment to express my gratitude for all of you, for your support, your messages, your energy. It's what keeps this podcast going and growing. Thank you for being here on this beautiful journey with me. All right, my friends, let's get right into this. Because the first thing I want to say is that the good news is that you create your mindset daily through your words, thoughts, and actions, which means it's never too late to start creating a positive one that supports your dreams and desires. You just have to work on your inner dialogue, the stories you're telling yourself and others about you. You see, our inner dialogue, that self-talk that's constantly going on inside our heads, is like the architect of our mindset. It's the blueprint for how we see the world around us, and more importantly, how we see ourselves in it. So let's start by understanding it. Have you ever stopped to listen to that voice in your head? I mean, really listened? Is it your biggest cheerleader? Or is it more like a constant critic? Or maybe it's more subtle and sneaky, like it's just keeping things real for you. It's important to be aware of this because those conversations directly impact our sense of self-worth, our confidence, and yeah, even our business success. In fact, it colors every aspect of your life in one way or another. So let's talk about identifying those negative self-talk, that negative self-talk. Because as simple as that sounds, it's often more like detective work for your thoughts. So start by paying attention to your self-talk in different situations. When you make a mistake, face a challenge, when you look in the mirror, or even when you're just going about your day, what's that voice saying? Is it telling you things like, you're not good enough? You'll never make it. You're too fat. You're not pretty enough. Or, you have to be realistic. You're just not that talented. These are all classic signs of negative self-talk. It's like having a not-so-great best friend inside your head, right? One way to spot it is to imagine you're actually talking to a friend who's going through the same situation. Would you say those same things to them that you're saying to yourself? Probably not, right? Because we always tend to be way harder on ourselves. Okay. Now that we know what it is, let's dive into changing that negative self-talk. Remember, you have the power to rewrite the script in your mind and to let go of the stories that no longer serve you. One technique that can work wonders to help you do this is reframing your thoughts. So let's say you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good at this. Stop right there. Challenge that thought. Ask yourself, is this thought based on facts or is it just my perception, right? You'll find that your negative self-talk is usually based on limited beliefs and not actually reality. For example, I remember as a kid back in junior high school taking algebra. The teacher asked a question and no one raised their hand to answer. I had thought I knew the answer for a minute, but I wasn't good at math, and I was a girl, So I was doubly bad at math. I knew the answer couldn't be the one I had come up with, because if even the boys wasn't raising their hand, it had to be a really hard question. Okay, these were the self-limiting thoughts happening in my head at the time. Nothing to do with reality. But the math teacher, a young hippie named Mr. Bronski, didn't believe girls couldn't do math, and he called on me to answer the question. And I tried to say I didn't know, but he insisted. He was like, just work through it and say whatever you think, right? So I gave my answer. And it was the right one. I didn't realize it even then, even after I got the right answer. But my limiting belief was all in my head, in the stories I was telling myself. Changing that is all about shifting from self-criticism to self-empowerment. Instead of, I'm not good at this, try reframing it to something like, I may not be an expert yet, but I'm learning and growing every day. Can you see the difference? Practice it for yourself daily, and you're going to be amazed at how much your perspective changes. Now, let's sprinkle some self-compassion into the mix, you know. Treat yourself like you would treat a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Be gentle with yourself, okay? Because nobody's perfect, and we all stumble along the way. When you catch yourself in negative self-talk, imagine what you say to a friend in the same situation. Then be that friend to yourself. Because self-compassion can help you break free from the cycle of negativity and build a healthier relationship with yourself. And let's wrap this up by talking about cultivating a positive self-talk. It's like planting seeds of positivity in your mind. Start your day by looking in the mirror and saying something kind and encouraging to yourself. Tell yourself things like, I'm capable, I'm worthy of success, or I'm a magnet for abundance. It's going to feel a little strange at first, but trust me, it works. These positive affirmations can reshape your inner dialogue over time. Just make sure you're using words that your mind can accept as real. Okay? Because otherwise you'll get more pushback than move forward. So friends, there you have it. A journey into identifying and changing negative self-talk. Remember, it's a daily practice, and it takes time. Be patient with yourself. You're worth it. Before we wrap up, here's a homework assignment if you choose to do it. Like, just for the next week or two, be mindful of your inner dialogue. Notice when negative self-talk creeps in, and use the techniques we've discussed today to reframe those thoughts. In fact, I have an easy assessment sheet you can use to help you practice. Just visit buildingvisibility.com/wordtracker to get it. And don't worry, I'm putting the link in the show notes too, so it's easy to find. I'd love to hear from you. So share your experiences, your challenges, and your triumphs when changing your self-talk. You can reach out to me anytime through my website or on social media. In the meantime, thank you for joining me on this episode of I See You. And remember, I see you. I hear you, and I value you. So until next time, go do your days courageously and let your beautiful light shine. Thank you for listening to the I See You podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd really appreciate it if you give us a 5-star rating and review over on iTunes. Your reviews help us grow. Thank you.